the one thing that I think country music fans and certainly the singers, I think what we all really can appreciate and think about a lot about is, you know, is the soldiers and their families. I mean, on the most basic level, I think for me on the road, I just think about being gone, you know, 2-3 days at a time, maybe a couple weeks at a time. You know, that seems like a long time when you have kids and family. But these soldiers, you know, they're gone for months, you know, years at a time. They're doing 12 to 15 to 18 month deployments, three, you know, four deployments in. They have family back home. That in itself is such a huge sacrifice. And that's just the beginning of it. You know, that's just scratching the surface of what these guys are doing every day, preparing for battle, actually being in battle, being wounded in battle, sometimes, you know, dying in battle. And so this country obviously would be, you know, we would not exist without those courageous men and women, and our future depends upon them. And I think what's great about Veterans Day and the Wounded Warriors Project, which is something we're working very closely with, is it's not just about their, you know, hurrah, hurrah, you know, troops are, you know, we support you guys, and it's about the long term, you know, hurrah. It's about being here for them when they come back, and helping them come back. Certainly the guys have been wounded, you know, coming back to uncertain times in their lives as far as their health goes, as far as, you know, reconnecting with their family goes and finding a job. You know, it's just really uncertain for them when they come back to this country. So I think Veterans Day, you know, it's something that happens once a year, but I think in the country community, it really is something that we are and need to be thinking about, you know, 365 days a year, because those folks need us.